Ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoder, around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan, and this is Decode Your Reality, and today we're going to be breaking down and decoding the number 222. We have a triplicate here. Could say 222, but 222. As I often say, put on a pair of headphones, block out the outside world. I have another gem-filled, jam-packed presentation for all of you, even though this is decoding short. Got a lot of information packed in here. I'm going to go over some of the things that I'm going to be bringing into this decode. Some of it has to do with movies, mainstream. A lot of this has to do with this movie here. If you're not a fan of this movie, you're like, oh, I don't want to watch it. It's not just this, ladies and gentlemen. So don't just, you know, switch off because you're like, oh, I'm not a fan of this movie. All right. This is a piece of it. But this was influenced by the latest Chapter 4 John Wick. Okay, and the significance that it had to the 222. This is kind of what sparked my interest into all of this. So here are going to be some of the breakdowns that I will be utilizing for this presentation. We're going to be bringing in some tarot. I'm going to bring in some nature, some alchemy, some theology, some astrology, mathematics, of course, and then we'll bring in some cards of illumination. All of these layers I'm going to synchronize together. You're going to see that we live inside of a scripted reality. I know that some of you could become aware of the code. Yes, we all are doing that. But everybody would have to be on the conspiracy to get all these things right. The deeper you go, the more things you add on as a decoder, the more things you add on, the more it just seems like, how could they get that right and this right? And how do they get this? And this person knows it. It's just, everybody has their own views on this. And you as a decoder, you're going to have your own layers that you tack onto what I'm showing here. So then every layer we add on, it just makes it more impossible for mankind to get this right. Okay, so these are some of the breakdowns we're going to be utilizing for this presentation. Now, I'm going to start here because this is what inspired me to do this decode. Big shout out to Jeremiah for correcting me on this. I thought it was 226 steps. He was like, no, it's 222. I went back and I watched it and I'm like, yep, you're right. And, you know, I knew what it meant because I knew the 222. I knew what the 222 was. So this is a real place in Paris, 36 meters below the deck. He's climbing to get to the church. He's got to go 222 steps, 36 meters, 36 tied to Jesus Christ because Jesus is at the church at the top. But what about the 222? Why is this important? And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a landmark in Paris. Consciously choosing 222. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to go right to alchemy. You see? Alchemy with the clue here. Right off the bat with a bang, it's radon. Radon, the 86th element. It's derived from radium. It's like a decay of radium, the 88th element. And you have radiation. Radiation kills people. Okay? Radioactive decay. There it was. So this element, radon, is tied to the 222 steps that Keanu Charles Reeves had to climb to get to the church on time. Okay, so we're going to go somewhere with this, ladies and gentlemen. So let's move into some astrology now, right? Because I want to show you where the 222 fits in the scope of astrology. Okay, using my methodology of astro alchemy. Now, I did a decode on this right here. If you haven't watched it, watch it. Synchronizing the cards of illumination, the elements on the periodic table. And you can extend this beyond any number you want to extend it upon. Okay, so how do we get 222 and why do I have it tied to Aries? Some of you may have it different, but my methodology, I stick with my methodology. Well, this is how it works right here. Trust the calculator here. Okay, this is the formula. First and foremost, we got to figure out where the 222 is right now. We have to divide it by 13. Any number you get, you can get 345, you can get 779, you can whatever. Okay? If you get above a certain number that's really high and you can't really do it off the top of your head, you just divide it by 13. Why 13? Because there's 12 zodiac signs and then we have the center point. You must include the center point. So you take 222 and you divide it by 13 and that's going to give you a total. It's 17.07. Then we take 17 and we multiply that by 13. And it gives us an outcome, 221. And then you just take the number that you're looking for and you subtract the 220, whatever outcome it's going to be. In this case, it's 221. And there it was right there. So we now know 222 is tied to the sign of Aries, the Ram. Okay? The start of it all. So we have a connecting point of Radon, 222 steps, and it's tied to Aries the Ram to get to the church. And I'm going to show you why that is in just a little bit. So let's do the numerology of Aries and what does it lead to? Well, Aries is a 12. And it just so happens that the numerology of Lucifer, which is called Hell, if you want to add the vowels, it's Halel. But the single digit Hebrew numerology of where this came from, Isaiah 14 verses 12, is exactly a match, 12 and 12. Okay, 12 is the number that's attached to the 222. Now, the first house of astrology through the tarot is always going to be the Magician. The Magician is the card of Aries. And you'll notice the hand up, it's asking for the sun's energy to bring it down. That's why this background is yellow. Okay? And of course, got the infinity symbol over its head because the 19, which is the sun card, is the eighth prime number. And there's the infinity symbol, the number eight right over its head. Okay? That's how this whole thing works. So Lucifer being tied to Aries, the Ram, the Lamb of God. Okay? But let's keep going. Here are the cards of illumination through astral alchemy. All the aces sit inside the house of Aries. So if you have one of these as your birth card, it will be tied to the sign of Aries and the Magician card. Okay. Now you got to dig a little deeper. It's not just that easy. You got to have a whole, you have a whole astrological outlay and whatever. But then we want to add them up. See, we have all the numbers here. Card 1, card 14, card 27, card 40. Going to the trusty calculator, we get the number 82. What is 82? Well, it's tied to Saturn, yes, but it's tied to lead. And I did this on my Lucy Decoded, the movie now, right? The movie Lucy. Showing that you can spell out Lucifer on the periodic table. Exactly spell it out. And you're going to get a total with all the protons, 207, which is the average isotope of lead. They make bullets out of lead. Right? Lead is 13, the death card 13. See how interesting this is, ladies and gentlemen? Tied to the light bringer, Lucifer. How does John Wick fit into all that? Well, you probably already guess what that's going to lead to. Right? If your intuition's telling you that John Wick is Lucifer, well, okay, yeah, I'm going to show you that. Okay, through the context of that. So he climbs these stairs. 222. Now you know it's Radon. Why is it Radon? Well, you see, he's got to get to the church by 6:03 a.m. Okay, so this is what happens when he gets to the top. This is the scene of when he gets to the top, and this is his final duel, right? To finish this John Wick series off. Well, the big clue was in the background. I knew it right away. And it's right there. What's coming up? The horizon, or what's coming? Those of you that are flat earthers, whatever. What's coming towards you? What's rising up? What's coming towards you? Whatever. Who cares? It's the sun, the light of the world, the light bringer, Lucifer, Jesus. Are they one and the same? Well, you got to make that determination. I'm going to show you some more nuggets. But these were humdingers, obviously, and this is what it looks like astrologically, you see? So right here is kind of where the earth plane would stand. This is what they're standing on. Here's the earth plane right there. And the rising of the sun right there, the sunrise is called the sun of the morning. You see, another word for morning is dawn. And this is where you're going to get Ra, which is the sun, and dawn, Ra dawn. And there's the 222. So he climbs the 222 steps to get to Aries, the Ram, and the rising of the sun. And now you get into war because Aries is a Mars-ruled zodiac sign. It's a Mars rule. What do you think he was doing up here? Shooting, killing. Mars, the god of war. Aries, the ram. Fire, the magician. See how all this stuff plays out, ladies and gentlemen? It's absolutely amazing how all this stuff plays out. Okay, and then on the back end is the Mars' consort, Venus. Now you have masculine, feminine. Okay, that's because that's how this works. Masculine, feminine, testosterone, estrogen. Okay, so Mars, the god of war, going into war to have the duel, the final duel, at sunrise in the sign of Aries. Pretty easy to see, and it's Lucifer, Ra, Dawn. Now you know. See, that's why I've been saying this for a long time now, but now these are starting to really become crystal clear. The son of the morning, Lucifer, the light bringer, the light of the world, Jesus, Lucifer, Jesus, Thomas. You're starting to see it now, ladies and gentlemen? And that leads into the son of the dawn here. See, Lucifer is known as the son of the dawn, the son of the morning. And here it is in Hebrew. I'm trying to get it to the original language of where these stories came from, where these ideas came from. So here it is. Son of the dawn is a 65. And there was the humdinger, ladies and gentlemen. Because you see, like John Wick is a 30. Baba Yaga. Right? The boogeyman. 30. And it just so happens that the element zinc has 30 protons, and its average atomic isotope is 65. So these are bridges. They're clues. Okay? Santa Claus is 30 going down the chimney. It's all talking about the sun, light going down into the hole. Okay? And then when you bring the 65 for the total outcome for the son of the dawn, for Lucifer, 65 in the golden ratio, tied to the sun, tied to nature, it occupies digit 29 and 30, and there's John Wick, you see? So who do you think's playing him? Same energy that's playing you. Except, I know, except you. You get a, you're not you, though, because you get a hall pass. Everybody else, the billions of people in the world, but not you. I know, that probably turns some of you off. I'm just having fun, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get upset. All right, and then 29 and 30 is 59. That's tied to the words, the game of life. It's tied to the word contract with God. 59 is tied to the game of life, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so there you go. And then what about zinc? Since we know it's John Wick, since we know it's Lucifer, the son of the dawn, the rising of the sun, well, you're in hell, right? Because like this scene right here, what do you think we're in right here? This is all hell, man. You're in it. You're in the lake of fire. Okay? You're in it. These are kind of no-brainers. 16, 16. The word fire is 16 in numerology. Same cipher, Chaldean. Not even deviating away from that. Okay? Pretty easy to see. So then I decided, I'm like, let's do the alchemology. Alchemology is taking numerology and then blending it with alchemy. So you get your total. And you can break it all down into single digits as well, but we have the sun, 16, hell, fire, and then the dawn, otherwise known as the morning. So we have sulfur and indium. Sulfur and indium. And this is going to be isotope 115. These are things you have to look at as a decoder. Like if you're just looking at the periodic table and look at the numbers, well, like there's a lot of advanced layers with this as well. Sulfur is 31.96 for its most abundant, but its average is 32. I'm going on the averages here. So this is isotope 115. They're going to round this up. And then you just go to the trusty calculator to get the clue. And there it was, as beautiful as you can get. 115 and 32 is 147. And I had bells going off because I knew what the 147 was. And according to Manly P. Hall, here it is off of Moe's website, Gnostic Warrior, Manly P. Hall, Lucifer is represented by the number 741. Well, does that look like it has those digits? Certainly does. Is that a coincidence? No. You see, alchemology, once again, tells its side of the story here. Okay, in the 65 and zinc and all that kind of stuff. Okay, pretty much no-brainers now. Now we're cementing this. Okay, we're cementing this. This whole movie took place primarily in Paris, where the Eiffel Tower is, which is a big phallus. That's tied to Lucifer. If you go do Gustave Eiffel, who created the Eiffel Tower, how tall it is, like the whole thing. But this is the element lutetium coming from the word lutetia, which is the name of Paris in France, in French, right here. 71 is the 20th prime number, and there's the 174. Once again, tying to Manly P. Hall. Now, I'm not saying Manly P. Hall is exactly, he's got it all figured out, but I mean, how many more coincidences do we need to start seeing this? Alchemy's words. See the bridge? And of course, what does Lucifer start with? Lucifer. Lucy. Right? Lutetium. Paris, France. So here is another picture of it. This cool photo by Andrea Garcia. The stairs going up 222. Boy, must be out of breath to climb up those things. To get to that big-ass church. And that church is right here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? One of the big things in Paris to go look at. The Basilica. Okay? Montmartre. Whatever you pronounce it. This is where the duel was shot. The final duel. And right up here is, you're going to say, is a big statue of Jesus. All right? A big statue of Jesus. So the church, the 220. See, it's a 42. 42. And that's a match to the words lake of fire. Is that a coincidence? Because you're in the lake of fire. The word reincarnation equals 42. The word crucifixion equals 42. That's why, like I've said so many times, you'll never see me wear a cross or have one anywhere near me. That's a personal choice of mine. Because this will guarantee you, if there is such a thing of getting recycled back in the game, this is a guarantee completely, if there is such a thing. And this is theoretical, of course, but why take the risk? If some of you that want to get out of here, right? Like maybe there's something beyond this reality, but you're not going to because you wear that cross around your neck, or you do the cross over your body, or you go to church and you do the cross and you pray in front of it and all that stuff. Anything the church tells you to do, I do the opposite. I'm the outlaw, me personally. But here it is. Here's the big clue. Molybdenum, 33 known isotopes. Crucified at the age 33. Coincidence? Crucifixion, 42. Lake of Fire, 42. Wonderland, 42. Reincarnation, 42. It's tied to molybdenum. Molybdenum comes from the Greek word called molybdos, which means lead. 96.906 is one of its isotopes. If you do the alchemology of Jesus and Lucifer, you're going to get 96.906, by the way. Because you get yin-yang. You know, good cop, bad cop. Jesus, Lucifer. Two sides of the same coin, all asking for your energy and your prana. So let's get into the Jesus Christ character, right? And you're all the Jesus Christ character, having the Jesus Christ superstar experience. That's what life's about. You are Jesus, folks. That's it. You are it. So just go do you. But you ain't going to see me chewing on wafers and sucking down wine out of a glass. I ain't going to do that. It's not my cup of tea. I ain't going to touch it, pass it, smell it, drink it, touch it, see nothing. No thanks. It's a ritual. I have no idea where it comes from. Can't verify. Forget it. Not interested. I'm a good person. I decided to be a good person because that's just naturally what my intentions tell me to do. To be equal service to others. How about you? Right? If you got rid of this character, would you just become an asshole and be like, oh, I'm just going to be a bad person now because Jesus is not around. Anyways, you see, maybe, just maybe, Jesus is a European-based idea. So this is the statue right here on top of that church. Right here, folks. It's right there. Right there. Okay? And it's called the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is in Latin. 63, which is a permutation of 36, which is where Jesus Christ comes in. And then we go to alchemy, and we have this europium. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the New Testament was a Greek-Roman Testament written by the Greeks and the Romans, which means that if their minds were being utilized by the power of God, well, they're going to be influenced by Greek and Roman traditions. And you get Julius Caesar, that just so happens to start with the J and C. I wonder if that's coincidental. But it all happened in Europe. That's where this place is. Paris, France is Europe. And there it is. I mean, 151 is the most abundant weight of this. And it's the 36 prime number, which matches Jesus Christ. Is that a coincidence? It's a European idea, folks, brought to you by the church. All right. And then remembering that, you see, John Wick had to climb 222 stairs to get to the church at the top by 6:03 a.m. Why 6:03? Well, now we're going to bring some mathematics into this. We're going to bring the golden ratio into this. And I'm going to bring in the 222. Because you're like, where's the 222 in this? Well, here it is. Here's the golden ratio. Here's where the 222 is located. Why the string of the golden ratio? It measures nature. Showing it to you, myself and so many other decoders are using this. It's so sound. It's ironclad, this thing, when you know how to read it. 222. And when you add up all the digits, all of these, it's 6:03. Had to get to the church by 6:03 a.m. Had to climb 222 steps to get to the church at 6:03 a.m. So did the writers know this? Well, you would think logically, yeah, because it's right. I mean, it's pretty right in your face, right? But you're starting to see the patterns now, folks. This wants your energy. It wants your worship. It wants you to do a ritual to it. Where does that energy go to? Everything's part of this earth. So if you want to go ahead and pledge to that, well, be my guest. But to me, it's a European-based idea coming to fruition. Jesus being the light of the world. Okay? And I don't take anything away from the character and the whole idea. It's a beautiful idea, but I think it's just been butchered. Designed to harvest you back in. Check out my Christ battery. But anyway, if we go 33 digits, matching the crucifixion date, well, look at what's at the 32nd and 33rd digit. That's 63 again, hanging around. 63. And the total is 171, all these 33 digits. And I'm showing this. Why? Because I went right back to my Superstar Decoded. I'm going to encourage all of you to go watch. I have three of these, Superstar 1, 2, and 3. Watch them all. And you go ahead and then make your decisions on what you think this whole reality is based upon. It just continually goes back to the sun and the moon. The moon is the consort of the sun, the bride of the sun, or the groom of the sun, however you want to look at it. And the sun is very case specific. Now we get into nature. And this right here was the biggest humdinger of probably my research career here is when studying nature. I found this. Can't remember where, but this is the sun rising or setting exactly at the same time of every month for 13 months. And look at the pattern that it makes, which is exactly the sine wave, the dragon wave. If you watch this, you'll see. And it's a 1-7-1 pattern. It's 13 now. That's why it's not 12. It's 13 months, but it's 1-7-1. Right there, tied to 63, tied to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, just so happens to be the element europium. 151 is the 36 prime number, tied to Jesus Christ. So this is very, very clear here that they're indicating that Jesus is the sun. And the 222 obviously is tied to the sun and the rising of the sun and Lucifer, the light bringer. So you have the light of the world and the light bringer. Are they any different? That's the question. I don't think so. And this pattern is very specific. See, it makes a boomerang shape. But you know what this is, ladies and gentlemen? Are you ready for the reveal? You know what this is? It's this. It's the sine wave. You see it? I just extend upon it. This is just one piece of it. It's the sine wave, folks. That's all it is. The sine wave. The sun. It never ends. And you're in the sin wave. Jesus was said to take your sins away. It's also tied to the moon because the moon is the god of sin. So we can't leave that out. But it's the sine wave. And, you know, I'm going to finish with this here, ladies and gentlemen. The big humdinger here, right? Like the word, and I got to decode, I'm working on this, but look at this. The serpent was said to have deceived Eve. Serpent in Hebrew, from where the original idea came from, the story is 16. tied to the word sun, right? The son of the dawn, Lucifer. So the sun is tied to the serpent. I've already decoded serpent, how it's tied to light. It's tied to hell, 16, and it's tied to sulfur. Already showed that, right? It's tied to the tower card, right? The explosion, maybe getting busted out of spiritual and coming down into physicality, being stuck in the sine wave, the sin wave, the sun wave, 9 being 16. Why 9? Well, because you see, Eve is exactly the same outcome as the word sin. So the first woman, in the context of Judaism, the most popular spell book on the world stage, you have Eve with a 9, and it's not just a 9, it's a 1-3-5, which is a direct exact match. It's a permutation of the word sin, 3-1-5. And of course, then you have also the fish story, the 1-5-3. Are these accidents? 9 is Pandora's box, the sin wave. You're in it, folks. It's the sun. It has to be, which is tied to the Christ, which is tied to the church, the light of the world, the sun, Lucifer, the light bringer. What's the difference? You're in the sine wave. You're in the sin wave. You're in the serpent wave, ladies and gentlemen. This is the sun. That's my final answer. So that's all I got, ladies and gentlemen. 222 decoded. Would love to hear your comments. Keep them coming. Just keep them cordial, right? You don't have to agree with what I'm saying. I don't want all of you to agree. Use logic and common sense. Use your own critical thinking. In the end of the day, your truth's the only truth that matters. Not mine. I'm just an extra in your movie. Take with whatever resonates, scrap the rest, move on, create your reality. That's it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name's Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.